We welcome you back to our high school football previews here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Verstegg with you. I'm now pleased to be joined by the head coach of the Hinton football program. The head coach of the Blackhawks is Kadrian Harderson. Last year, Hinton losing out in the round of 32 in the Class 1A football postseason to AHSTW, but bring back a strong contingent of guys last year. And coach, first of all, you get a home playoff game last year. The momentum's building, and you know, losing it like you did last year. Do the guys feel, you know, just a little bit extra turned up heading into camp this year?
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me on, Daniel. Yes, I think you know, that was a big emphasis in the off season. We knew we had a lot of seniors and juniors coming back, and you know, they all kind of went into it with the expectation that the playoffs, just making the playoffs, isn't enough anymore. You know, we've got bigger goals than that, and that's really kind of fueled this group led by the seniors through the entire offseason. You know, weight attendance has been phenomenal. When we are there, those boys are working hard. They're getting after it. They're picking each other up. They're pushing each other. So that's definitely been a driving factor, yep, in their motivation over the course of the past, you know, whatever it is, 8-9 months. So, yeah, you hope you start to see the fruits of that labor now as we start getting into week one here and see what kind of product we can put on the field. But up till this point, I've been very pleased with how they've attacked things. Yep.
What's been the kind of focus, I guess, over the last week or so of practices? What have been some of the main, you know, emphasis points that you've been able to hit on with these guys?
Yeah, you know, I think early in the season, the emphasis is all the same, where we're trying to iron out those controllables, those little things that we can control, the alignment issues, the mental issues of maybe I'm taking the wrong step first, maybe I'm blocking the wrong man on this play, maybe I'm not communicating pre-snap. All those little things that we can control, we just want to take care of those in the first 2 weeks so that those habits get ingrained in them. Those positive habits become ingrained in them, and the negative habits disappear. So it's really just, you know, a lot of the same, a lot of the same. Hey, communicate, communicate, communicate. Where's your man? Who's your block? What's your first step? Where are my eyes? All that stuff. And I feel like, you know, if you can whittle down football to those little attainable things on each play, that's going to lend itself to success in the future. It's just, can I train my mind to focus on what's important right now in this moment? And there, like I said, that'll spur you on. That'll win quarters. That'll win possession games, you know, and hopefully bigger things too. So that's really what we try to focus on early on.
And, you know, we were just talking about this before we started talking here is, you know, the fact that you guys have so many players out this year, 52, you told me before we started this, that you can now, this kind of sounds contradictory to what I was saying before, but now that you have 52 guys, you have the need to split up into smaller groups, meaning you can maybe hammer those points home a little bit closer to home and a little bit more on a one-to-one basis.
Yeah, absolutely. That has been a major blessing, a major blessing. You know, the seniors this year have really set a culture of, listen, if you want to play football, you have any interest in football, we want you on this team. And maybe you're not even sure if this is for me. Doesn't matter. Like, come on the team. Everybody has importance. You have a role, and we'll find out what it is as we go, but just get yourself out here and let's see what we can do. And really, I think a lot of kids in the school who were kind of on the fence before have seen that and said, hey, I want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of something bigger than myself. And so to have 52 has just been an absolute blessing. You know, it makes, like you're saying, it makes a big difference, especially with those young kids. When you can get them off by themselves and they're not just standing and watching, but now they're doing and learning and being coached in a one-on-one or at least a small group way, that really, really goes a long way in their development. You know, early freshmen, sophomores, you can tangibly see how they improve every single play. And so the more reps and plays that you can get them, obviously the more beneficial that's going to be. So we've seen a lot of that already this year. We got a long way to go. Got a lot of growth yet to attain. So there's work yet to do, but so far it's been great.
Well, it's good to get off on the right foot. Sounds like you guys are doing that. Again, we are chatting with the head coach of Hinton Blackhawk football. It's Coach Kadrian Harderson. Now let's kind of talk about some of those guys. First on my mind anyway, you don't want to put too much pressure, too much hierarchy on one guy. That'd be Gabe Anderson returns for you at the quarterback and linebacker position, a guy who is already committed to play Division I FCS football at the University of North Dakota. Coach, he was really good last year. What have you seen from him already? I know it's in practices, and I know it's against his own teammates, but what have you seen from him that suggests, hey, maybe there's another step here that he can get up to?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, like you mentioned, he had a great year last year, you know, as a junior, and I think as a senior, he's really kind of stepped up in the leadership side of things, you know, voted overwhelmingly a team captain by his peers. He's really taken that role seriously and, you know, said, hey, listen, if they see me as a captain, I need to do the things that captains and leaders do. And that means making everybody else around me better. That means forgetting about me. It's not about Gabe. It's about what do I have to do to make everybody else on this team better. And so he's really just taking charge of that. You know, when he sees things, going to that kid, coaching them up, making sure we're all on the same page. And, you know, on the field, obviously he's a tremendous athlete. Like you said, he's committed to North Dakota. So it's obvious that he has the talent. He's tremendous with his legs, as he was last year. The big emphasis for him through the offseason has been, okay, now we need to become a complete football team. Can teams fear us on the ground and in the air? And that's really what he's been striving for in the offseason. And you've seen a lot of strides, just his confidence in the pocket, getting the ball out on time, knowing where his eyes need to be on his reads. All that is really starting to come together for him as a senior. So, yeah, real excited to see what kind of season he can have. But like you said, there's never too much pressure on one person in this game. Yeah, one man can't do it. It takes 11 every single play. So he'll have to do his role and do it to the best of his abilities for us to have success, obviously. But so will the guys around him.
Well, and some of those guys around him, if you talk about, trying to be more dynamic in the passing game, I look at, a Kyle Leary, obviously. I look at next Benaboos coming up in Brooks Benaboos. Yep. There are so many, Brogan Lake, there's a couple different guys, Coach, that I feel like, can really step up as leaders there on the outside for you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we've got a lot of nice pieces in the skill positions, you know, whether it be in the backfield or out wide, tight end or receiver positions. We've got a lot of guys who can fill positions, which is nice. That's one thing that I haven't had here is a lot of depth at those positions, and it just makes you that much tougher when you've got a position, you got a slot receiver, and you got three guys that can play that position. Man, that just allows for full speed reps every time you're on the field. You know, if you can get them all up to speed and there's no drop-off, that makes it tough. That makes it tough to prepare for. And really, those guys have shown a lot of potential here early in the preseason. Got a lot of guys who've shown the ability to get open, to catch the ball, and to run once they do catch the ball. So really excited for that. You know, Caden Barrett is a kid. He's been a basketball player. First year he came out now as a senior. He's really done a tremendous job of really picking up the game quickly. I've been so happy to have him. He's been a great positive addition to the team at wide receiver. You mentioned Kyle Leary, again, another captain, a kid, a big-bodied frame. He's worked on his speed all offseason, much faster than he was last year, much more sure in his hands. And even like a Logan Kempema, Nicole Friesen, a couple juniors who have very high ceilings. So we've got a lot of guys we feel like we can distribute the ball to. On the outside, and then running the ball, like you mentioned, you know, we've got some bruisers coming back. You know, Brogan Lake and Brooks Benaboos between the tackles are two pretty formidable runners. So we're happy with the pieces that we have. Now we just have to find a way to all be on the same page and to get into that offensive flow that really puts teams, you know, kind of on edge.
Kadrian Harderson with us, the head coach of Hinton Blackhawk football, previewing the upcoming season for the Blackhawks. I look at your team and it's nice to, you know, hear the dynamic, hopefully, aspects that'll be coming to the offensive side. Coach, I'd love to also how you guys play defensively. I know there were some up and down kind of games, but when things were all said and done, you pitched three shutouts in another game. You held an opponent to single digits. So, there's a really good, I feel like, foundation to be built off defensively to hopefully have the same success this year.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, I think you know, whenever you're talking football, you're talking trenches. And on the defensive line, you know, we've got returning starters all over the place. You know, Jacob Bishop, a captain, a senior, you know, he's getting recruited, getting several looks, and he has looked very tough early in the season, playing defensive end. And opposite him, obviously, Brooks Benibus, a kid who can really get after the quarterback. So you're talking about guys who started now for two and parts of 3 years. You know, that starts to pay off. Those in-game reps, you really start to see how quick they can pick up nuances in the offense that they're playing or in the different defensive schemes that we're asking them to do. So they've been great. Colton Robinson at defensive tackle, Carson Divis at defensive tackle, again, two big-body kids who've been doing it for a couple years now. And so you start to see those little things that were a problem in the past, they fixed in the season. You know, the pad levels are lower. There's more explosive get-off. We're not tied up for so long on blocks. And if those four can really take care of their jobs, you know, if we got some guys behind them who maybe aren't the biggest in the world, but they love to run and hit. And, you know, you're talking about the broken legs of the world and Jackson Conkle and Tommy Tanner. You know, those are three kids, I tell you what, they just got a nose for the ball. They love to hit. And if you're talking about being a good defensive football player, you know, the love of hitting is something that we don't see a lot of anymore. So we feel real happy with what we have there in those linebacker positions. So, you know, as we said, you still got to do it on Friday night. Still got to do it on the field. But so far, real happy with what we're seeing on that side of the ball.
And then, Coach, you create pressure. You create maybe some fear with those linebacking groups because, I wouldn't want to be hit by any of those guys that you mentioned. You get those front six, seven, eight, however many you got, and then you got a secondary that if that ball's up in the air and maybe thrown quickly due to pressure, they're going to go up and get that thing and get you a free possession that way.
Yeah, I think you're right there, Dana. That's one of the things that we have to get better at defensively is taking the ball away. I thought we did a great job of forcing teams to drive the field on us last year to put together 10 and 12 play drives, not giving up the big play, which was a big point of emphasis last year. But now it's, you know, moving, taking that next step. How can we take the ball away? How can we help our offense out? How can we give ourselves short field? And like you mentioned, there are some guys back there who have some good ball hawking abilities. But it doesn't happen if the front four don't do their job. It doesn't happen unless you can stop the run and know when a team is going to pass. So all that fits together. We just have to learn how to play team football, play unified football, complementary football. If we can do that, I like where our season's headed. But again, that's got to be an all-the-time thing. That's got to be a full focus point of our team moving forward.
Week one will be here before you know it, obviously. Galen Catholic will be it'll be a home opener for you. We're going to have that contest here on KLEM. Coach, last thing for you. What are the things to learn how to play complementary football, to learn how to do all those things? What are those things that have to be done between now and Friday night to make sure you guys are ready to go against a Galen squad who's, you know Coach Schindler. They're going to want to get you, obviously, week one.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, I mean, I obviously Coach Schindler, a kid I played with in high school, you know, I have a tremendous amount of respect for him, what he's done with that program, how he continues to get results year in, year out, sometimes with numbers, sometimes without. He just does what he has to do to be successful. You know, last time we saw them was a 10-0 slugfest, and they are not the same team that we saw last year. You know, the McCarthy kid, he's a stud, Pearson back. They have a lot of pieces that scare me as a coach. So we're going to have to be really sound in our scout. We're going to have to be really sound in our run fits. And we're going to have to make sure that we're playing fast because they will. And if we don't match that speed and intensity, we're going to get hit in the mouth right away. So it's going to be a focus point for us, and we need to start fast. We absolutely need to start fast. You know, you train speed all year round. Well, now you got to put it to practice. Don't let all that training go to waste. So if we can start fast and be quick, you know, we'll be able to give Galen a tough contest and we'll see who comes out on top. But you got to love those old rivalry games. You know, the town's getting involved. There gets to be a little animosity there. You know, you hit them high, you hit them hard between the whistles and after the game, you shake them up. Obviously we got some work to do before then. We have to be very sound in our scouting. But if we can take care of business early, I think we'll be okay.
I'm fired up. Can we tee this thing off now? Let's get it rolling right now.
I'm ready, man. I'm ready. Awesome. I'm with you.
Well, Coach, appreciate your time as always. We're looking forward to that next week. Best of luck. We'll chat with you then.
Hey, thanks for all you do, Daniel.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Kadrian Hardison, the head coach of Hinton Football. We're back with more after this here on KLEM.